A group of people have been illegally killing deer and leaving carcasses behind. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff is asking for the public's help in investigating. It's Monday, August 5th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, an outspoken abortion rights advocate is running for Congress in Northeast Wisconsin. An earthquake was recorded off the coast of Door County, and a look at fundraising in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race reveals a big gap. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Elsa Chang from NPR News. I'm proud to work with stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio, to bring you news you can trust. Every day, we do our best to uncover the backstory and ask tough questions, to give voice to the diversity of our nation and share moments of beauty and joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org.
State and county authorities are investigating a large deer poaching scheme that's left behind dozens of headless deer carcasses. As Daniel Kading reports, law enforcement say the killing spree spans several counties and may have been ongoing for the last year.
The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are investigating the killings. They received a tip in mid-July that led to the discovery of severed deer heads in the trash can of a residential neighborhood. Authorities say multiple teens and adults have been illegally shooting deer from the road or a vehicle while shining deer at night. Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt says it's unlike other poaching activity they see.
This case is to a much more extreme level where they're killing many dozens of deer simply for the thrill kill.
Waldschmidt says suspects targeted bucks over a 200-square-mile area of Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. Authorities are asking the public to report any carcasses, gunshots heard at night, or suspicious activity. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Ballot drop boxes are legal once again in Wisconsin following a state Supreme Court decision last month. But not every community has started using them ahead of Wisconsin's August 13th primary. Under the latest ruling, local clerks have the option to provide drop boxes for returning absentee ballots, though they're not required to do so. Sun Prairie clerk Elena Hilby is vice chair of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. She told WPR's Wisconsin Today that while Sun Prairie's drop boxes are back in operation, some clerks need more time to prepare.
So a lot of the clerks that I've been talking to, they're not going to open their drop boxes until November.
Absentee ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Voters may also return them by mail at a local clerk's office or at an early in-person voting location. Democrat Kristen Lierley is running as an outspoken advocate for abortion rights in her campaign for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. But as Joe Schultz reports, it's unclear whether that issue will help Democrats in the Republican-leaning seat.
When Janet Protasiewicz ran her successful campaign for the Wisconsin Supreme Court last year, the liberal justice campaigned hard on the issue of abortion rights, but not in the Green Bay media market, which reaches voters in the Republican-leaning 8th Congressional District. But that isn't deterring Lierley, a Democratic candidate for the seat.
The people who were making those decisions weren't from here. I grew up here.
Lierley says she thinks her message will resonate in the district. As an OBGYN, she says she's taken care of people who've had complicated pregnancies and who've sought contraception and abortions. She's the only Democrat running in the race. In November, she'll face the winner of a three-way GOP primary. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A small earthquake was recorded in Lake Michigan on Friday morning. It happened east of Sturgeon Bay. The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the 2.9 magnitude earthquake shortly after 9:15 a.m. According to Michigan Tech University, people can often feel earthquakes of that magnitude, but they usually only cause minor damage. Although earthquakes are uncommon in Wisconsin, there's an estimated 500,000 of similar strength worldwide each year. Earlier this year, geologists recorded a 2.5 magnitude earthquake near Crandon. It was the first in Wisconsin in more than a decade. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin raised millions more than Republican business executive Eric Hovde last month. But as Rich Kramer reports, spending from both candidates in the race is still close due to millions in loans Hovde has made to his campaign this year.
Baldwin raised nearly $2.6 million between July 1st and July 24th, according to a filing with the Federal Elections Commission. She finished the period with around $6.3 million in available cash. Hovde raised just more than $374,000 during the same period and ended with around $3.1 million in the bank. When it comes to campaign spending, things are much closer. That's because Hovde has largely self-funded his campaign with $13 million in personal loans since he got in the race. Baldwin has led Hovde in nearly every poll of voters conducted this year. The latest survey of registered voters from Fox News last week showed Baldwin leading Hovde by 11 percentage points. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
New research from the University of Wisconsin-Madison shows that patients on dialysis could be among the most vulnerable to more frequent extreme heat due to climate change. The study used national data on kidney failure patients between 1997 and 2016. It found that during weather events with extreme temperatures and humidity, the risk of death for those patients increased by 18%. Dr. Matthew Blum authored the study. He says the research highlights the public health risks that come with a warming climate.
As temperatures continue to rise, as extreme heat exposure becomes even more common, then we will continue to face these real risks for our most vulnerable patients.
Southeastern states like Florida and the Carolinas saw the highest risk of death associated with extreme heat events. And that's the podcast for today. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Mensner and Kyla Calvert-Mason. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.